get an enclosure and you got three wires.
How did you attach the fence to the post?
Staples. Steeples, though. You hear a lot of them speaking of steeples. The staple's the right word, but you know what I mean by that. It's just a little wire bent, pointed, and cut.
And how were those attached to the post?
They're driven with a hammer. They're right into it. You have that. Well, I think there is really three sizes of those. It's two sizes, especially your hardwood staple and your softwood staple. It's the difference in length. On these board aqua, get from Eastern Oklahoma, the board aqua course towards St. George. There's short staple, though, you can drive into those. And long staple, bend over, you can get them in. The wood's so hard.
Why did he plan? Are those board aqua posts expensive?
We're paying around 55 to 65 cents so far. I don't know what the people are getting down there, but that's what we have to get here. We buy usually about two semi-loads a year to keep them pasture fences. It's strange, it isn't very far south of here where you can use your red cedar post and they last for years, but here right through this locality the cedar post is pretty worthless. They rot off. The board out is a lifetime post. They're the best. Unless you get to we're getting quite a few of those pine posts from Eastern Oklahoma that creosote. They're 50-year guarantee on them if they're really pressure-coated. That soft wood, well, we have trouble with both posts. The board-out post does rattle the staples out pretty bad. The expansion, drying of the wood.
That's pretty tough wood, isn't it?
It is. It's toughest we've got in this country.
Getting one of those for boats, Dave.
They're good. If you just get it, they're so cross-grained that they're hard to work, but you really got something to get them worked out. And as far as rotting in this country, they just don't rot out. It's just as good. 20 years from now as they are when you put them in the ground.
A cast iron boat.
But they are bad about holding a staple. You have to just drive a short staple though and get into them. And it takes a lot of upkeep on them. Really the best way to be is to go along with baling wire and tie that wire too. It takes a lot of labor.
I imagine it takes forever.
Yes, it takes time.
How did you put your posts in the ground?
In the early days, just a spade, what they call a spade. And it came out with a tile spade. And then brother, well, I'm going to give him all the credit out. He's the one we talked to, but he's the one building. We fixed one of these diggers out of the first game of the country. It's on the side of the tractor now. Why, of course, you buy these post hole diggers and just run your line with the post hole diggers.
I bet you were glad to see that machine.
Sure took up a lot of lost time. They sure. Was in 19. First digger we put in here, let's see, is 19.
Happened to figure that out? Did you just?
Well, we had a lot of fence cleared at the time to come. We had one big pasture on the whole ranch. We decided to divide up in smaller pastures, and it had taken a year to done all that. And that digger, when we put on a crew, that kept right up. The digger kept ahead of us. We had it done in 30 days.
Why? But the men were surprised.
I think we got the idea from the well digger. That's where we got the idea.
That's all.
Okay. Nice trip. Very informative trip. Tiresome too. Did you talk to Mr. Hitch about it?
Well, we had a really fast interview, but he told me about your trip to the theater.
Yes.
You had to come back the next night, and you mentioned your special treat.
Yeah.
The dancing girls came out, and he looked up for Mr. Khrushchev and found that he wasn't up in the box. The brother was right down in front.
That's right.